This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And a change in our policies. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In the meantime, an officer at a small airport in Flint, Michigan, is shot somebody or stabbed somebody screaming Allah Akbar. And there is a tropical storm threatening the U.S. I'll tell you, it's a eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's start with the tropical storm because I know a lot of you are listening to this show. You're in the path of this sucker. Cindy is her name, threatening millions along the Gulf Coast. We're saying those low-lying areas where you get slammed by that wall of water, you know, the flood kind of deal, which is awful. So 17 million people are under a tropical storm warning, and that counts from San Luis Pass, Texas, to the Alabama-Florida border, pretty much is what they're saying. Could see up to 15 inches of rain. For some of you in southern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, terrible through portions of the Florida panhandle as well. At one point, in a place I'm very familiar with, and some of you might be too, Lake Charles, Louisiana, city was about 105 miles directly south of that spot. And the winds were over 100 miles an hour. They were saying, and that's crazy. So then it jumped down to about 50 miles an hour, and that's a serious change of course. So you would think there wouldn't be as much concern, but there is. It is the second tropical storm to form in the Atlantic Ocean since the hurricane season officially started June 1st, the third of the year. It doesn't, in some areas, it does not look good. There was a big water spout spotted earlier in the morning on Wednesday from Biloxi. And, you know, water spouts, if you don't know, and brief tornadoes can be a killer, you know, obviously. Heavy rain, flash flooding is what the big concern is because they think the winds will be tough, but not crazy tough. Flooding is the biggest problem. Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm already, calling everybody in Louisiana, some of you listening to us, to be careful and take emergency preparedness measures. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu urged the people to remain alert, and that's in Louisiana and in New Orleans, and you know what this is like. You know what this is like. It's very strange. It's been called a slow-motion disaster. And I guess it's because, you know, you're looking at the ground that's pretty saturated in some areas of Alabama, in Mississippi, in Biloxi, a place where we did the show from. I know exactly what they're talking about. I know what they're talking about with sandbagging and what that's like. And it was a Mississippi emergency management worker who said it is like a slow-moving disaster. It's not wind, it's not rain we're concerned about. It's that water. So they're doing this voluntary evac kind of deal to get people, like in Galveston, Texas, to make them aware of, yeah, we should do what we can to get people out. And then respond from there. The health care bill, what's going on with that? The president was in Iowa, and he talked about a couple of different things, including the health care bill, saying that the Democrats weren't really playing along at all or playing anything, just trying to squash and squelch good legislation. The Republicans don't have any room for a lot of defectors. So this Senate bill, who knows what happens here? because everybody has to be on board. That wasn't lost on the president. He really emphasized in his speech in Iowa all about that. One of his big points, repeal and replace Obamacare. Will it really happen, though? Is that really, really going to happen? And it was a moment of gloat for Republicans, too, because it's kind of not just a victory lap for Trump, for the president, but also a victory lap because you're coming off of a night where you had big Republican wins in special elections, especially when you look at Georgia and what was being said about Georgia. While you have the Democrats looking for people to blame, the Republicans are scooping up or holding on to seats while that happens. Congressman Tim Ryan said that Pelosi is disastrous, that our brand is worse than Trump. They're feeling the sting. John Ossoff in Georgia, 6th congressional district race. Boom, did not win. Didn't win. And, you know, anti-Ossoff ads featured Nancy Pelosi with some warning voters Ossoff would vote with her on many issues, despite the moderate tone on the campaign trail. And that district has been held by Republicans since Newt Gingrich won it back in 1979. So that would, to me, spell that that would be a tough uphill battle anyway. And if you look at Pelosi, who draws negative reactions, I'm just going to say, I know you can manipulate polls in lots of different ways, but a Quinnipiac poll just 2 months ago showed a 50% unfavorable view of her, only 30% positive. Even among Dems, she's got a 19% unfavorable rating, so that's not good. This is one of the big faces of the Democrats. It's not working. It's not working, but for Republicans, they certainly are looking at what's going on and saying, yeah. I mean, there were huge Republican turnouts in Georgia. Huge. Not so with the Democrats. Can't get the Democrats to, enough Democrats to get out there. So that's interesting. It's an interesting position, and it's one that the Democrats keep finding themselves in. I mentioned this police officer. A police officer was stabbed in the neck at the Flint airport by a man with a knife in what they're calling a possible act of terrorism. I'd say so. He screamed Allah Akbar. The suspect was immediately taken into custody, and federal prosecutors announced that the Canadian man, so he was a Canadian man, would have a criminal complaint filed against him. Wow. The officer, by the way, is in stable condition. Hang with us and hang in there.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
From great ups and downs, I'm manic, depressed, and my best to dimension jumper.
Nathan Reeder, he's the best. Our technical maestro, working his magic with the music we rejoin with. So many of you always ask me about that. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We do live in interesting times, don't we? I feel like I say that so much. And it's certainly not my catchphrase. It's been around forever. You know, Confucius was the one who said, may you live in interesting times, and we certainly live in interesting times, and then some, talking about just what we mentioned here at the top. Sadly, an incident at a small regional airport. Luckily, the security duty, the guy was not killed, thank goodness. And, you know, it drives up that... Gallup is saying that terrorism fears are forcing some people to just avoid crowds. And it makes me wonder how many of you listening to this show, are you afraid of crowds because of some of what we've been hearing lately? I'll just give you the numbers that Gallup threw out. 38% of U.S. adults say the threat of terrorism makes them less willing to attend events where there are thousands of people. And that's a big jump from the 27% you had in 2011. That's the last time they asked that question. And they started asking that question after 9/11. So you think of Manchester, England, the attack there, the crowded bridge, and then the restaurants in London, too. And, of course, that number is going to spike a little bit higher. And here's what's interesting. 46% of U.S. adults say they're less willing to travel overseas. That's up 8 points since 2011. Nearly a third, 32%, say they are less willing to fly on an airplane, up 24% from 2011. And it's interesting because I noticed, and I mentioned this on the show, if you were trying to go to, I'll just pick any place, if you're trying to pick, go to Paris or Rome, Italy, I'll tell you what, in places in Spain, you could probably get one of the best deals you could ever get in your life. You see the airfare, it's some of it is cheap as dirt. And then there's all kinds of deals once you get in the country. So it does follow what Gallup has, I think, come up with in their poll, because less people want to travel. So the whole idea, the appeal of going overseas isn't as great for a lot of people that have the means, maybe. Or even if you have kind of don't have the means, but you save your pennies, a lot of that has died down. And it's got to be because of what we've seen recently, I would imagine. The thought of just enjoying your life and saying to yourself, wow, here I am in London, and a bus plowing into you is, you know, a van, whatever, plowing into your SUV or car is of course, very scary. Very, very scary. And so is that really pushing people off of those kinds of trips? And the answer is, I don't know, maybe. Here's something that we talk about, and we have talked about a lot on America Tonight in our special segments, and we're bringing them back for your health, in trying to sharpen our minds and stay in shape and all that kind of great stuff. I was just reading something about this that you'll find very interesting. When it comes to the cognitive function that we all carry around with us, and you know what that is? Memory, right? So people talk about, and we know this is big, people talk about doing the crosswords because that helps keep their memory fresh because they have to come up with words, and Sudoku because then they've got to figure out words within words, and if they want to keep their brain sharp, that's what they do. Well, just check this out. This study, researchers from the universities of Coventry and Oxford, overseas, they have established that more frequent sexual activity is linked to better memory in older adults. They recruited 73 healthy people between the ages of 50 and 83, and they asked them to fill in questionnaires on their lifestyle, everything, and sexual activity, monthly or never. 37% said weekly, 26 said monthly, and 10 said never. They said never. And so what they came up with in watching these people is the ones that were more active were thriving, that they were mentally, they were thriving, versus those that never found themselves in that, very much in that situation, let's put it that way. Wow. I guess it's not a shock. It shouldn't be a shock, but it's wild putting it out there. Now, another study, I say wild, not wild, it's just interesting that the conversation is, oh, well, that's the other thing. Forget the crossword puzzles. Then there's this. Temple University research showed that extra virgin olive oil protects against memory loss, and it preserves the ability to learn and reduce conditions associated with Alzheimer's. Now, at this Lewis Katz School of Medicine, they found mice with EVO-enriched diets had better memories and learning abilities than the ones who didn't eat the oil. The EVO effect apparently is real, they say, because it does things like reduces brain inflammation. How about that? Olive oil. So that makes sense if you think of the Mediterranean diet, which is always praised for its health benefits. Olive oil and sex, apparently. Those are the things that will help your mind. And, of course, Alzheimer's is a very scary thing. It really is. I had a great aunt who was lovely, who didn't look her age. She did live into her 70s, but she got Alzheimer's, and it was really sad to see her deterioration. Sometimes when she saw me, she'd be so fun and want to play backgammon, and she would remember my name, and then other times she would be calling me my mother's name, and she was in a group with others who had Alzheimer's, and I think that helped. But it's still tough and scary to not know eventually the people who are coming to see you. And the cases of Alzheimer's are certainly on the rise, and that's what's so frightening. In 2013, 5 million Americans had the disease. They think that will triple to 14 million by 2050. You know, I think another thing that's good, I just had this conversation with a brain surgeon, and of course we have Dr. Stieg on, and he talks about memory and what you can do for memory. His last segment, the meditation thing, was brilliant. But I think you have to give, and he says this too, I think you have to give your brain a break. If you are working it, you need to take a break in the middle of, you really do, I challenge everyone to do that. You need to take a little bit of a break to give your brain a rest. It's just too much when you just go at it and you don't have any really stopping points. Even with a big project on the line and something you have to get done, you got to whittle away some time here and there. You really do. Because that, I think, keeps the creative juices flowing. Really, really do. I just happened to see this. George Clooney, who got that $1 billion for his tequila company, or could get $1 billion, at least $700 million right now. The couple on the Fixer Upper Home show have a house for sale. It's a forest green home near Baylor University within walking distance to the Magnolia Market at the Silos that is owned by the show's host, Chip and Joanna Gaines. It's a two-story house, one bedroom, one bath, 1,050 square feet of living space, and you could have it for, yeah, $1 million. Are you kidding me? The house was built in 1920. It was listed at $28,000 before the Gaines used it, renovated it, and then boom, it's on the market. You can stay there right now as an Airbnb for $325 a night. Oh my. Forbes Books have been...
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE.
for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We're back with Samantha Ski. What a pleasure to get a chance to talk to her a little bit more, because this is so fascinating. Blog her coming up in Orlando, and she is the president of She Knows Media. And Samantha, you keyed on something that I'm passionate about, and talking about these women that you're going to have, these five women, huge women in the world of sports. And I do a talk show on NBC Sports Radio. It's syndicated, and I was rejected 500 times before I could finally crack
ceiling.
Yeah, do you believe it? And the reason I brought that up is because what's so great is women were always really pushing me not to give up. And the women that you mentioned, I've interviewed all of those women, even Gabby, and boy, they all have their own stories. And so I applaud you for highlighting that. I think it's really going to be a great moment at Blog Her, and pretty powerful, because you said it. It's like sports and women is sort of like a microcosm of society, don't you think?
Absolutely, and that's what struck me as I started speaking with Donna Orender first. She's been such a long-term advocate, athlete herself, leader, sort of made the transition to executive. And we were just talking about, we both started riffing on sports and what they mean to us, and I couldn't let the conversation go in my head. I was thinking about any and all kind of leadership skills that are useful that I may have collected over the years. For me, like you, came from sports, from team sports in my case, and just so many examples of the positive lessons we learn and how we contend with challenges, and how, to your point, we buoy each other up. We sort of drive other women, and there's even the language we use, my friends and I, who are pushing each other, it's often, sort of sports language, which helps us to translate what we mean really quickly. So I think that camaraderie, teammates, everything about being a good team player, athlete, performer, to go with your game face and sort of unabashed unabashed effort is something that I think celebrates women's plight in general rather than kind of, focusing on the negative.
So with your love for sports, what was the sport that you played? Was there one sport you played? Do you get out there and you swing the clubs? What do you do?
Yeah, no, gosh, I wish I knew golf. I've got to learn, though. So lacrosse is my sport. And my husband keeps pointing out that unless I think I can go amass, 23 or 4 women who really want to play with me right now, I should probably pick up something else. Given my age and profile, it's unlikely that's going to happen. So, yeah, so I was all lacrosse and soccer. But lacrosse is my passion.
Nice. Yeah, lacrosse is for, I don't know if Greg, if you played lacrosse at all, but I played a little bit in high school, and it's tough, boy. You get in good shape
awesome.
Because everybody,
yeah.
You're running so much, and it is really a tough sport. Greg,
it's
did you
hard,
play?
It's hard, and it's gotten harder.
Well,
it's gotten harder. Yeah, go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
Well, and when you say it's gotten harder, is that because you're playing against other players that are younger, the game itself?
No, oh, sorry, for me, I'm 45 and a half. I'm not playing.
I like the half.
Yeah, I coach with Brooklyn women's lacrosse, and I get to coach sixth graders, which is amazing. I think the reason it's gotten harder is that the equipment has gotten better, so you can actually check more aggressively, and the sticks have gotten better, so the ball moves extremely fast, and it's just a fast game, faster than I recall.
Well, and what's interesting to me is I suspect it's also gotten harder because athletes have gotten so much better. And I want to tie that back to the mission of Blog Her and She Knows Media. Women are at a time where your gender has made such incredible leaps and bounds and is in such a position of power and have such powerful voices. Where do you think this is all going to go for women in the future? It's 2017. Where are women going to be in the world in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years?
Well, I'm super hopeful and really, really enthusiastic about recent conversations. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and I look at her, and she doesn't, it's hard to be a sixth grader, but it's not because she's a girl that it's hard. It's hard because you're figuring out who you are. I think we've seen just a much better dialogue that doesn't feel... it doesn't feel as divisive as it maybe once felt to me in business. I think that there's a real appreciation for diversity in the workplace based on outcomes, not based on, sort of doing the right thing in quotations, but rather because a diverse executive team can lead to a stronger ROI and bottom line. I think women are really well equipped in general, to generalize about our entire species, but I think we're well equipped to handle some of the issues that are plaguing us around communications globally, sustainability, violence. I mean, I feel very hopeful. I'm worried about other things, but I feel hopeful for women and girls.
We're talking with She Knows Media President Samantha Ski. She Knows Media is also the company that brings us the Blog Her Conference, which is happening later this week. Samantha, as a guy, I'm wondering, when you bring this many women together with this much power and this much influence, what is it you'd like guys like me to understand in business and outside of business? What is the first thing we should learn and understand and apply to our both our professional and our personal lives to make the world a better place in the views of women like those who will be attending Blog Her?
There's so many funny answers I could give you, Greg, but I won't do that. I won't waste your time. I think that the platform for Blog Her is about validating, celebrating women's leadership. So I think what we'd want you to take out of this is that across myriad areas of society, women who you might not expect, because we do have a huge range of women you may not have come across in the past or seen in media, that women are terrific leaders and that you would want to collaborate with us. us, not want to, you know, be dominated by us, but that you would want to work with us and to partner with us in, again, whether it's in sports, it's in media, it's in advertising, any number. I mean, honestly, we get it. We've got Google presenting. We've got Ad Council there. We have the IAB there. So there are a lot of organizations that are going to be helping to train a lot of our content creators to be ever stronger business people. So I would love you for you to leave and think, dang, I want to work with those guys.
I love that.
Or gals, as the case may be.
Exactly. So when you come off of this and then you know, you have that meeting where you think about what really, really worked and you think about the future, are you moving this, Samantha? Do you move it to different places, like you said? Because I think people are so excited about Blogger. Everybody wants a piece of it. And I bet that when you start to look at locations, it gets pretty interesting, does it?
Yes, absolutely. It's a long and awesome debate. And, you know, our goals for this event have a lot to do with running a productive business. It's super fun to run because we get to advance a really mission-driven business, but we have to make sure that we're profitable. We have to make sure that we're delivering on our goals for advancing awareness of our company. So all those things in mind, which do go, you know, inform where we host the event. And there are two things happening that actually I don't think we've talked about, but our next event will be New York City, and that has to do with many things. It's an easy space for a lot of our content creators to get to, and a lot of our speakers and collaborators on stage find New York to be a great space for this kind of conversation. Orlando is very exciting to us because it's a departure, but we'll be back in New York for next year. We also are launching some sort of micro events. Well, they're micro for us because this event is 2,000 content creators. Our next one will be about 400 to 500 more intimate, and that's going to be Blog Her Health in October in New York City. So we haven't really announced that because I probably shouldn't be, but and that's going to be really taking the vertical of women's health and focusing entirely on that, because there is some appetite within this massive platform to have opportunities to have an even more focused conversation with others in a specific industry. So we've done Blog Her Food. Last year we did Blog Her Food. We'll do that again in 18, but in 17 our next up will be Blog Her Health, focused on women's health.
Wow, love it. Breaking news right here.
I know. I'm going to get in so much trouble. So much trouble. My PR team is
like trouble.
We love trouble. So we have to ask you this. Tell me more about your background. What's your background?
Oh. Okay, so I've been in digital media for an embarrassingly long amount of time. I used to like hold it as a badge, and now it just shows that I've been around for a bit. So I got into I started with a gaming startup in 1995. That company ended up, it's called Interactive Imaginations. It merged with Petrie and Katz to form 24/7 Media and go public. So I had a really good kind of out of the gate experience. Then I had stints at CNET and Disney. Ultimately, my big learning ground was Alloy Media and Marketing, where I spent a decade working on a huge array of media platforms, online, offline, and focused on millennial consumers. From Alloy, I instrumental in driving what I do at She Knows is I worked as CRO for a company called Recycle Bank, which was very focused on driving kind of the triple bottom line effect in advancing sustainability and environmental action among mainstream consumers while simultaneously generating profit. So I was able to bring that thinking over to women's media, and I think it prepared me well for this adventure.
Love it. Samantha, you are a ball of energy, and I think Blogher is going to be, of course, a raging success. And can't wait to hear more about what happens, the aftermath, and then, of course, breaking news, the health setup in New York.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't tell anyone. That's in September. Yeah, I won't tell anyone. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye. BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Always a pleasure to welcome to the show Dawn Zier, of course, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. And it's summertime, bathing suits. Boy, you think of picnics. You think of so many things related to the way we feel and the way we look, frankly, and what we're eating. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Kate.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about you the other day because, of course, I've lost now over 40 pounds. And so what's happened to me is all my old bathing suits and clothes, boom, guess what? They went to Goodwill because I don't even want to take
a
chance.
That's fun, right? That's a good feeling.
Yes, yes. And it's a great feeling. And it is because of Nutrisystem. And one of the things I learned about Nutrisystem is not to eat off of kids' plates, nephews, nieces, etc., because it seems like I'm always the cook, and I didn't realize how much I did that, and that's calories, right?
Oh, and yeah, and as 81% of moms are guilty of doing it, you know, eating off the plates of their kids. I know I used to do it when my kids were younger all the time.
Yeah, and so this new survey, and that's what you're quoting, the 81%, also, the people in that survey thought that they were doing the right thing. They thought they were eating healthy and et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually, in the study we learned that one in three people actually are admitting that they eat less healthy than they did before they became a parent, but we believe the number actually is a lot higher, because it's really hard to eat healthy as a mom because you're busy, you don't have as much time for yourself, and then again, you know, this little thing that we're doing, which is snacking off the kids' plates.
Yeah, and snacking off the kids' plates, what comes to mind? I can tell you one thing, it's chicken nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. For me, Kate, it's the pizza crust. Like, my kids, when they were young, did not eat the pizza crust, and I would wait for it. And I would, like, clean up all their plates with eating the pizza crust. And that adds up. And I'm looking at this infographic we put together. And, of course, I picked the highest calorie thing that moms typically sneak off the kids' plates.
Right. The crust was, what was it? Because I have that same infographic.
Yeah. And we're the crust was like 72 calories in one pizza crust. And usually I'd get two because I have two kids. So that beats the half a cupcake.
Yeah, no kidding. And then it's the obvious things. You have potato chips, like I mentioned, nuggets, cupcakes, mac and cheese, all of that.
Mac and cheese, yum, right? And we don't make mac and cheese for ourselves generally as adults, but it's kind of interesting. And, you know, you often wonder why, we're a society where we give the kids different foods than we eat as adults. And granted, their palates aren't as developed, but, we certainly tend to give them what we would typically classify as junk food quite often.
Yeah, and a lot of this is, and you talk about this, a lot of this is measuring. The thing that I've said this over and over again, the thing that I realized is portion sizes and writing down what I was eating, because it goes back to that same thing for everybody listening. That's why Nutrisystem, to me, it's another great benefit of it, because you're learning, oh my gosh, I was eating ridiculous sizes when I thought they were small. And that's another thing that's interesting with kids and this leftover food on the plate. Then it's probably you're serving them up too much.
Yeah, I think we definitely tend to feed our kids more. And if they're giving us back plates full with food still on it, that's another indication, and we should probably, think through that and cut back. You know, if somebody's hungry, you can always give them more food. But, we're in this culture, too, still, where we often have, the clean the plate mentality because of all the world issues surrounding us, and even in our country, right? You know, we definitely have a country where there are problems where people don't have enough food. But, in general, the kids are not, eating their full plate, and we're cleaning it up for them.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it's always worth mentioning this, because this is another thing that I like about Nutrisystem is the variety. And I realized the other day when I went and looked at the menu, it seems to me like there's limitless choices. There's over 150, right? Wow.
Yeah, we keep adding some new ones. I just placed an order because, summer's here, right? So, if you didn't, it's time to get a little more serious when you're not at the barbecues. And I noticed a couple of new items that I'm trying out, so I'm excited about those.
Yeah, the snack items are really, you've got these, for people listening too, you have these mixed nuts that are great. It's just like you're sitting somewhere eating nuts, only the way it's measured and the way it tastes, it's the little bit of the sweet mixed in there, and that is really good, I have to say. And the chocolate, I know you're a fan of these, and I don't think this will ever go away for me, is the chocolate muffins are great.
Oh yeah, they're my go-to in the morning. That and the cinnamon roll, my go-to morning breakfast, because they're easy, they're fast, and they're good.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Dawn Zier, great stuff, President and CEO of Nutrisystem. Thanks so much.
Talk to you soon, Kate.
All right, so just to add on to what we were talking about there, it really is true. I was looking at the menu items the other day, and that's what's worked so well for me, is the fact that there's so much variety, and it's easy because it's a lot of types of food that I can easily take with me, so I don't have that excuse of, oh my gosh, how can I take this? I can't possibly warm this up or eat this or, whatever. And you have so many choices, like the muffins in the morning, the easy, ready-to-go kinds of food. And remember, you're mixing in other types of food with this, like fat-free yogurt, string cheese, mixed nuts, even cottage cheese with fruit, frozen bananas and yogurt smoothies, whole grain crackers and almond butter, when we're talking about snacks. And that's also part of this. Somebody recently asked me, well, what about regular food? Well, guess what? You are putting that into what you're eating. It's that serving size that snaps us all. And I know you guys can relate to that too. You know, when you would watch the Nutrisystem system spots, how often would you see Dan Marino and some of the other football players over the years that have endorsed Nutrisystem? And I had a conversation with him once about it, and he told me it was just incredible how, for him, how easy it was to follow that along and mix in foods, other servings that you mix in, like eggs, like an egg, like edamame, like ham, like luncheon meat, like, you know, pork, etc. I mean, I could go on and on, like shrimp. There's all kinds of food, normal food that you're also mixing in with what you're able to eat with Nutrisystem. And I think the other key thing to all of this for any of us, period, is the tracking deal. I mean, we know, right? What goes in and what goes in is what's leading to bulking you up. But it's easy to think that and then not realize, which was the point of having the conversation with Dawn about kids and stop eating off of kids' plates, because they say in this survey it accounts for about 6 extra pounds a year. And you're just not aware of it because that's what you're doing. You eat, as Dawn mentioned, you know, the pizza crust off of the plate, or you're eating whatever the leftover is, the nuggets, the French fries. I know for me, I was always with my nephew when he was a kid, and that was it. He'd be running around, and there would be, of course, he was about chicken nuggets, and you'd be running around cleaning off the plate, and that's what happens, and before you know it, it's grabbing all of this food, and that adds up, and then you're frustrated because you realize it. And I know as many women can relate to this that are listening. I don't care what shift you're on or where you're listening to me, whether you're listening to me through TuneIn during the day somewhere. A lot of you email me and say that you wish you had a schedule where you listen to me live, or if you're listening to me live and you have a schedule like me, frankly, where I'm all over the map, and people always say, when do you sleep? When do you sleep? And that's part of it, is knowing when you're getting enough sleep and when you wake up what you're eating, so that it's not this stuffing in of food that you're not realizing and counting, because you're just grabbing little bits here and little bits there, and then you're eating a bunch of meals. And, of course, that all, again, goes back to the portion sizes. It was maybe a couple of weeks ago, somebody asked me to go out to lunch, and they wanted to go to Cheesecake Factory, and I thought, wow, that's just nightmarish. The food, I'm sure, is good. But the problem is, you know about these horrific sizes, and it's like you're back in King Henry VIII times. You know why they called them royalty, right? And the sizes, so I always heard, well, you know what? The thing you do is you just split it. So you think of it as being two portions. I think you think of food when they serve it up at a place like that as three or four sizes, because it's just that big. And the sizes that we're looking at, my friend Donna St. Louis, who's been on the show, told me the other day when she was at a doctor's office, he said, remember the kids' meals? That used to be the regular meals from McDonald's. Wow. So think about that. That's what they used to serve, and now look at the sizes. They're calling that a kid's meal. All right, so you get it. Check out Nutrisystem. I think it's great. I think it's awesome when we have Dawn on, because it's just a reminder of things that, you know, I know you feel better, you look better, and you have less health problems when you feel like you're in shape and you have control of what you're eating, and certainly it's much healthier for you. Thanks so much, as always, for listening to this show. We'll see you again on America Tonight.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.